www.radiofreebrisbane.nz.
Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hey guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and today we're going to talk about drinking culture, or talking about how we perceive wine. So for the past year or a bit, I've been just researching wine, and it just occurred to me, it's just like, why not, let's just talk about people's perception and also preferences when they order different types of table wine. So people talk about drinking culture, and sometimes it's good and bad. And drinking culture refers to the customs and practices of consuming alcoholic beverages. Although we kind of usually have alcoholic beverages as a social, I don't know, like a social event, and also basically it's just like a time to bond with each other, different cultures have different reasons why they drink it. So for example, the Chinese use it as kind of like this catalyst to perform different types of literature and also art and stuff, whereas just like the French treat it more like a beverage with dinner, and then we kind of like use it as a way of socializing, and we basically just like bond while drinking in New Zealand. So wine, the wine product, so I mainly focus on wine, not alcoholic beverages for today. So wine has started basically in production in New Zealand since the 19th century and kind of picked up in the mid-20th century. So basically 20, 30 years ago. And basically it's been increasing every year. It's been increasing 17% for the last, for every year for the last 20 years. And in 2017, New Zealand produced 285 million litres of wine, and about three quarters of it is Sauvignon Blanc. Basically, we export 90% of our wine, mainly to the US, Britain, and Australia. And it's reaching around $1.66 billion. Basically, we cash in that much every year. And yeah, so I'll be looking into three different types of studies, or basically research that's been done in this area. So for the first one, they're looking at the social representation of wine and culture between France and also New Zealand. So the study was done in France. Basically, it's just like French researchers. And then the second one is the Generation Y, as young wine consumers in New Zealand. And this one was conducted in Lincoln University. And it will just look at how people's preferences between new world wine and old world wine. Cool. I'll be back in a moment, and I'll just play you this music.
Oh,
Guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we're talking about wine, or kind of like wine preferences, and basically it's just like New Zealand wine culture in a way. And so for the first study is social representation of wine and culture, a comparison between France and New Zealand. So this study was basically to see how wine functions in our society. So as we all know, like wine is basically in the heart of French customs and also culinary traditions, and it's basically is just like so intertwined in their culture. When in New Zealand, it's kind of really new. So basically, wine, alcoholic beverages haven't really started until the 19th century when basically Europeans started settling in New Zealand. And then it's just over the past 30 or 40 years that the wine industry kind of kicked off. But despite the fact that we're producing a lot of wine, we actually don't consume a lot of we consume around 20 litres per year, which is kind of a bit less. So that's a third less in Australia. And so this basically, the study is looking into France and also New Zealand and just seeing if there's any influence and what kind of ways we just basically consume wine and what's our attitudes towards it. It's basically comparing the old world versus the new world, because obviously New Zealand doesn't have a new the history of wine drinking haven't been long. So there's been a few studies that's been conducting different types of cultures and also different types of attitudes towards wine. So they mainly focus on the Western culture and also the Eastern culture. So the Western culture, as we all know, they treat it like kind of this, it's in their culture, you drink it with wine and cheese, and basically it's just like, it's quite dominant in their culture, where in Asia, specifically in Chinese culture, they kind of use it as more a facilitator of like the arts. Basically, people would drink wine just to kind of get into the mood of writing, literature, art, and also different stuff. But however, it's just like people are seeing that the Western culture are influencing the Chinese attitudes and behaviours towards wine drinking. But throughout history, it's like drinking wine is kind of like a status in China. So obviously, when you're able to purchase wine, or especially like foreign wine, it's kind of like the status symbol saying that I could afford it. And it's basically, it's just like, yeah, just showing off to other people. When you're buying wine in Asia, it's actually really expensive. I remember buying some wine in Hong Kong, and it is not as cheap compared to New Zealand. So we'll get back to the study. So there's 390 people from France that were surveyed, and also 177 New Zealanders, both experts and non-experts in wine, participated in the study. So basically, the survey was very simple. There was a questionnaire that was sent out, and they basically have their first word is wine, and then they just say what are the first four or five words that came up to their mind. There's no right or wrong answers, and it's just like saying it's just like what kind of words, association, or just attitudes towards it. So compared to France, New Zealand's slightly different. We kind of consider wine as a way of relaxing. It's kind of fun, but also some links towards food. While the French kind of associate wine with friendship, red wine, and cheese. And basically, it's just like there is this kind of difference. It's just like compared to how we see it, people tend to drink wine to just like relax, have a good time. And while the French kind of feels like it's kind of like a representation of themselves. But the most common thing is that you don't usually drink wine by yourself. New Zealand kind of characterizes wine in terms of work and passion. Passion for wine indicates that there's participants are interested in wine, but they're not really enthusiasts or they don't really invest that much time into it. Kiwis tend to just pick up wine and just drink whatever they like. We don't really specifically looking at where it's from, where the French is a bit more stubborn or just like they will stick to what they like. So it's kind of just like seeing these different social representation is kind of cool. And we tend to just use wine as like a vehicle of winding down, usually for enjoyment, fun, and relaxation. So just like looking at comparing the two cultures, I kind of do agree, because I usually drink wine with a friend and it's usually to wind down of the day. We kind of just use it as just a way of just like just relaxing, and we don't really use it as like a beverage for dinner, but I've seen a lot of my friends actually do. But that's the very first study, and I'll be back in a moment.
Save my mom. Save them all for me.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leet. So we're talking about wine and it's just like how we perceive it and it's just like our behaviors towards it. And then so basically this week is just like looking at different studies and just like just seeing like what we came up. But it's just like seeing how these researchers came up with these findings and it's just like how does New Zealand feel about wine really? So the second study was conducted in Lincoln University down at Christchurch by two researchers called Joanna Fountain and also Charles Lamb. So it's called Generation Y as Young Wine Consumers in New Zealand. So they're basically comparing different generations, Generation Y and also Generation X, seeing it's just like, is there different ways of like drinking wine? It's just like, what's their, basically, it's just like the trend and also what they like drinking. So basically, the purpose of the study is to identify wine consumption behavior of Gen Y and in New Zealand, and to see if there's a difference between Gen X, and then see if age, the cohort, and just like different periods influence our drinking patterns. And basically, this is very common in marketing. They use this quite a lot just to see if there's a difference between different generations so they could segment different types of people and it's just much more easier to pinpoint what they like and what could be sold to them. So generally speaking, Gen X is basically is like the cohort of people that's born after the baby boomers. So this is between the mid-1960s to the early 80s. While the millennials, such as myself, are born between 1980s to the mid-90s. And basically, it's just like, according to a few studies, apparently millennials buy a lot of wine. And they tend to be a really good market. So that's why, according to the US. And basically, it's just like, it's just like we tend to consume a lot more wine. And we'll see what the findings say. But generally speaking, I think I do consume a lot more wine now than beer because, like, I think wine is a lot cheaper and it's just much more easier where bringing beers over to friends' places is actually, like, quite of a hassle and it's quite hard. So what they found, so basically it's just like this survey was conducted in random sample in Christchurch. So in 1998 and again in 2008. Basically, they don't find any difference in consumption of wine. The pattern, it's kind of quite similar, but when it comes to the different types, it varies quite a lot. So it seems like Generation Y tend to drink a lot more Sauvignon Blanc, and we don't really like Chardonnay compared to Generation X. And as the age increases, as they could see, it's just like Generation X actually consume a lot more red wine, so such as Merlot, which I actually really like, and it's kind of really interesting. And then and we don't really tend to mind basically where we drink our wine for millennials, and it seems like we predominantly drink white and sparkling wines. And Gen X seems to be slightly different. We don't drink. It turns out that millennials don't drink at special occasions as much compared to Generation X. Generation Y tend to drink kind of like a more everyday, just like to wind down, where Gen X drinks a bit more than Gen Y. Cool, I'll be back in a moment. I'll just play you the short song.
Well, it's 3 a.m. again, like it always seems to be. Driving northbound, driving homeward, driving winds, driving me. It just seems so funny. I always end up here, walking outside in a storm while looking way up past the tree line. It's been some time. Give me darkness when I'm dreaming. Give me moonlight when I'm leaving. Give me shoes that weren't made for standing. Give me tree line, give me big sky. Give me snowbound, give me rain clouds. Give me a bedtime, just sometime. Now you're talking in my room. There ain't nobody here. Cause I've been driving like a trucker. I've been wearing through the gears. Training like a soldier, I've been burning through this sorrow. The only talking lately is a background radio. You are my friend, and I was ashamed. In some train. Now I just walk, but I don't mind the rain. I'm singing so much softer than I did back then.
Hey guys, welcome back to Leet. So, and previously we were talking about how just like Gen Y and Gen X is kind of vary in New Zealand. So that was specifically in Christchurch. And then this study was conducted in Spain and also in the US. So it was published in 2011. However, it's just like this study was kind of like conducted during the recession in 2009. And basically, it's just like, you'll see why it's just like, I find this quite interesting. So, the aim of the study is to see whether if there's a difference in wine preferences between the new and the old world. So, of course, there's like different attributes that wine have, and it sometimes gets a bit crazy. If you've been to the wine aisle, there's different types, such as Sauvignon Blanc, Merlot, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and it's just like, the list goes on, and different countries, and There's all these attributes that people have to look at. Basically, all these features that just like confuses a lot of people. But this study from the US basically was just like looking at like what kind of attributes that people tend to look at or tend to focus on when they're trying to buy wine. Because according to this research, according to literature, the millennial generation not only represents one of the most promising new wine consumer segments, but also a kind of increase in consumption. So this is what they've kind of like concluded in a few studies prior conducting the study. And it seems a bit odd because, like, in my opinion, I don't think millennials were actually liking wine. I have a feeling that maybe because of the recession, millennials might be consuming a bit more wine than normal because are depressed or not happy and is just like trying to just relax and just like let loose and somehow. So they're basically saying that millennials tend to buy a lot more wine and it's because they like the flavor and also the taste. And I kind of question that, but the study kind of goes on to different stuff. So I find this really cool. So they use a best and worst choice method. So it's kind of a bit different compared to the different types of surveys that you'll answer. So they will list out maybe like four or five different types of sentences, and you have to pick out the best and the worst statement out of the statements that's provided. So, for example, if you're going to a hospital, it's just like, airplane food. Why would you... it's just like, these are the list of attributes. So, for example, it's convenient, it's warm, a lot of variety, the taste, flavor, and then you just have to pick out like the best choice or the best reason why you like airplane food and the worst reason. And then they will just like list out and also rank out the attributes in order, and they could just pick out like what is good and what is bad. So in this study, it was conducted in two cities, so one in Spain and one in the US, and they picked out 12 different types of attributes. And basically, it's just like it turns out that different... obviously, like, the New World and the Old World have different attributes that we kind of look at. So, as it turns out, the New World, so in the US, people tend to care a lot more about whether if they've tasted the wine before or not. Where in Spain, they kind of care where the wine was originating from. So, those are slightly different, and it just seems kind of... the Americans or the New World people tend to be taste-driven rather than caring is just, like, where the wine is originating. Because I guess, like, we don't really have this location or place that we need to purchase our wine from, where maybe people from Spain care that a bit more. However, it's just, like, from the study, looking at it, it's just, like, the label design... brand name, and also I read about it, and winning awards doesn't really matter. So it's just like from like different types of studies and also different types of things that's going on in the marketplace, it seems like the most important thing that's driving us at buying different types of wine is mainly just the taste when it comes to the New World. And then when it comes to the Old World, which is like countries that produces wine for a very long time, for example, like in France and in Spain, they care more about where the wine is originating. So I guess it's just like our culture is slightly different, and it's just like we use these things in a different way. And that's all I have for this week, and I will be back next week.